It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickard is out today. Coming up here on Central Time, Wisconsin livestock, it's not just cows. We'll check out the state's sheep and wool industry as an annual festival kicks off today in Jefferson. First, Wisconsin got an extra helping of presidential campaign politics yesterday with Hillary Clinton visiting Milwaukee and Governor Scott Walker announcing a campaign reboot at Eureka College in Illinois. Walker's reboot comes after a month of backsliding in the polls following what some political observers called a lackluster performance at the first Republican debate. Yesterday, he said he intends to, quote, wreak havoc on Washington, end quote, starting on day one in office.
I'm here to announce today that we've got a plan to wreak havoc on Washington, and our plan starts on day one. And so my promise, thank you. And so my promise to all of you here and everybody else across America is every week, starting next week, we're going to lay out another one of our reforms, our big, bold reforms that we're going to do starting on day one. And next week, we're going to be on Monday in Las Vegas, and we're going to tell the American people what we're going to do when it comes to taking on the big government union bosses.
Hillary Clinton's visit to the state was part of the launch of her Women for Hillary initiative. Clinton has also been falling in the polls throughout the summer and is attempting to reassure supporters that her private email controversy won't sink her campaign. She took direct aim at Governor Walker.
Governor Walker thinks because he busts unions, starves universities, guts public education, demeans women, scapegoats teachers, nurses, and firefighters, he's some kind of tough guy on his motorcycle. Well, that is not leadership, folks. Leadership means fighting for the people you represent and putting their interests first.
Here with us now to talk about the two candidates is Lily Gorin, professor of political science at Carroll University. Lily, thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me today.
Let's first talk about the speech from Governor Walker, Eureka College. People have been calling this a reboot of sorts. So why would he need a reboot at this stage in the campaign?
Well, if anybody's looking at poll numbers, and there's a lot of discussion about how much poll numbers mean this far out from the caucuses and the primaries, Scott Walker had been climbing up in the polls in the spring, and then he's been falling off in the polls, particularly in the last month or two. And so there's some thinking with regard to both inside his campaign and among people who are sort of looking at his campaign from the outside, that in order to continue to be a viable contender and a top-tier candidate, Scott Walker is going to have to redo something with regard to his campaign in order to remain focused and in front of people.
And how much of this disruption to his campaign is Donald Trump-related? There's been a lot of talk about Trump making candidates talk about issues they weren't necessarily planning on talking about at this stage, maybe having to change the tone of their message. Is that an issue here for Governor Walker?
I think that Trump is certainly an issue for all of the candidates on the Republican side, and to some degree, the candidates on the Democratic side, although the impact for the Democrats is not quite as clear as it is for the 16 other contenders on the Republican side. Part of it is, you know, Donald Trump is not the sort of normal politician. The way he campaigns and to some degree what he says is a little bit sort of outside of what most politicians are used to hearing from their opponents, either within the party or outside of the party. And so, you know, Scott Walker, Jeb Bush, certainly some of the second-tier candidates like Rick Perry and Bobby Jindal and Rand Paul have all been trying to figure out how to campaign in the campaign with Trump.
Let's turn to Governor Walker's message at this speech. He says he wants to wreak havoc on Washington, referring, I think, largely to federal employee unions there. What was the message he was sending?
Well, I think he's trying to, again, get people to remember who he is, why he's of national importance, what he did in the state of Wisconsin, whether one likes it or is opposed to it. He's trying to make sure that people remember that he is the governor who took on the teachers' unions and some of the other the public sector unions in Wisconsin. And a lot of folks in the Republican Party were initially drawn to him 4 years ago because of that. And so I think he's trying to sort of draw some of that attention back to him and to sort of focus public attention on what he has done in the state of Wisconsin.
There had been attention to state employee unions before. This was an issue for Republicans here in Wisconsin before Scott Walker, so it seemed like that had resonance within his party. Is that going to be true at the federal level, do you think? Are a lot of people worried about the power of federal employee unions the way they might have been about Wisconsin employee unions?
Well, I think it's more difficult, and it's to some degree a more diffuse topic on the national level. Certainly the idea of unions, organized labor in context of sort of economic regulations and demands that unions make is a sort of a broad national issue. But specifically, federal employee unions is, again, you're sort of starting to parse the unions themselves then, versus teachers' unions, versus firefighters, versus police, and it gets a little bit more diffuse and to some degree less of a broad focus on unions within an economic sort of message.
And the policies he's suggesting, as I've read, it might be hard for him on day one to make the changes that he's talking about because federal employee unions work differently than they previously did in Wisconsin.
Yes, and the federal government also operates somewhat differently than the state government does.
Talking to Lily Gorin, political scientist, about two big speeches with Wisconsin ties yesterday. We've been talking about Scott Walker making his speech a reboot to his candidacy at Ronald Reagan's alma mater. And Lily, let's turn now to Hillary Clinton. She came here to Wisconsin at a time when she's also going down some in the polls, still the leader on the Democratic side, but seeing some bad news there. Are those poll numbers changing what she's saying and how she's saying it?
Well, again, she's needing to respond in this context to a lot of the messaging that you see coming from Senator Bernie Sanders, which is more specifically targeted with regard to economic inequality as sort of the base of his political candidacy. And so she has to pay more attention to that because of the sort of popularity of the message that Sanders is carrying. And so while I don't necessarily think of Hillary Clinton as a populist candidate, her platform and her sort of political advocacy is now having to respond to, you know, where she's feeling the pressure within the Democratic primary.
And this was part of a Women for Hillary initiative. There was some talk when she was running in a primary against Barack Obama that she didn't go out and maybe as energetically try to capture the female Democratic vote in the primary. Is this a different strategy this time around?
It's probably somewhat more focused in terms of learning from some of the mistakes that happened in the 2008 primary election. At the same time that Hillary Clinton has been, you know, a longtime advocate with regard to women's rights, and you know, sort of protections of families and children, and so it may be a more precise focus than it was per se on women voters, but certainly her, you know, sort of her life in politics has often involved a lot of focus on women's issues.
Wisconsin, not an early primary state, so why Wisconsin? Why now? And maybe why Milwaukee, for that matter?
Well, again, Wisconsin is not an early primary state, but Wisconsin is also a swing state in the national election, and so to some degree, it's also an effort to sort of galvanize voters in a variety of places. And for both Scott Walker and Hillary Clinton, Wisconsin neighboring Iowa, and sort of getting voters excited in Wisconsin may have some engagement with Iowa if folks in Wisconsin go down there and advocate for the candidates and sort of communicate some of that advocacy.
And while there are 17 Republican candidates, she singled out just a few of them, including Governor Walker. He's not currently the leader there. Why single him out in this visit?
Well, she's in the state of Wisconsin. And again, sort of the Democratic candidates also are as perplexed as I think many of the rest of us as to who the Republican nominee will be. And so I think Hillary Clinton, as long as she's in the state of Wisconsin, is you know, not going to miss the opportunity necessarily to call out Scott Walker. But I'm not sure if they're completely sure who they're going to be running against, if she is the nominee, who they're going to be running against next fall.
Now, we've been talking about Governor Walker and Hillary Clinton in the context of some decline in polls. I've seen some articles lately pointing out that often whoever's leading in primary polls in that August before the election year isn't the one who wins any or all of the primaries and caucuses. So as candidates see dipping numbers this time of year, do they get really worried? Is there usually a sense of panic at this point?
Well, I think it's sort of the form of the dipping numbers also. I'm sure you remember in 2012 we had many candidates who had various bubbles. And Rick Perry was leading for a lot of the summer. Newt Gingrich went up and down twice, I think. Herman Cain was leading for a while. Michelle Bachmann was in the lead for a while. So the question sort of becomes, what not only is in the front in September, but is there staying power with regard to some of the candidates in terms of having stronger numbers or weaker numbers? And I think one of the difficulties that the Walker campaign is facing is he had quite strong numbers in the winter and the spring of this year, and then there's been a sort of consistent downturn in the last sort of 4 to 6 weeks, and that downturn, not even a plateau, but the downturn is, I think, probably somewhat worrying for the Walker campaign. The Clinton campaign doesn't have as many other candidates which they're worried about at the moment, but they are, I think, concerned with regard to the Sanders candidacy and his consistent sort of rise in the polls. It's not, sort of leapfrogging the way that sort of Trump has been doing, but it's a sort of a constancy that they can't dismiss as kind of a flash in the pan.
Lily, thanks a lot for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
That was Lily Gorin, professor of political science at Carroll University, talking about Hillary Clinton's visit to Wisconsin yesterday and Governor Walker's campaign reboot at a speech in Illinois.